Well, I'm speaking with a guy that's, becoming, thankfully, a regular. In fact, you have been a regular for a while, Cellist Zuhal Bailey, with a great series at Mesa Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're like your second home. So for everybody's benefit, where's first home these days?
I don't know anymore. I've gotten to that place where be careful what you wish for, you might just get it. I'm on the road about 330 days a year now. And what I like about this area is that I'm here so much now, about five or six, seven times a year. It feels like home. When I fly into Phoenix, it's a wonderful feeling.
Well, I'm glad for that. Yeah, you don't do it in August, though.
I've heard.
This week, it's Beethoven. You brought some great friends, great players to do Beethoven trios. This is Beethoven in the Opus 9 trios before he's really Beethoven.
That's right.
He's studied with Haydn, and Haydn's the master of the string quartet. But it was a daunting thing to write a string quartet, less so for some reason a trio.
Yes, it's daunting to me to think of Beethoven, possibly insecure, being compared to his teacher before he's ready. As we play them in order, it's amazing to hear how he's consolidating ideas, how it's becoming more, there's more gravitas to it, the effectiveness of the instruments in the roles of what they are in this format. And so the string trio, there are not too many string trios before this. And another great composer that we would never deem as being insecure was Brahms, who was insecure being compared to Beethoven. And instead of writing quartets early before he was ready, he wrote sextets. It's just basically coming up with another configuration of instruments that one can experiment with the sounds, without going too far too fast. From the inside, it's quite a journey. By the time we get to Opus 9, number 3, I feel like he's just about ready to start his quartets.
Because they're four movements, the framework seems like a symphony. Maybe it is he preparing to write a symphony. I don't know. But with the symphonies, there are those movements you just think, you know, I can't wait till they get to that. In fact, I'll have a guilty pleasure. I'll play the scherzo movement today just because I want to hear it. Are there parts of these things that you say, I can't wait to get to that section?
I love the slow movements. In the Opus 9s, I feel this is Beethoven. He is in his world finally. And that's why I mean by we're now ready to go into the quartet world.
Yeah. Well, that's almost like the symphonies too, isn't it? The first one is like Mozart's 42nd.
That's right.
You go on, right.
That's right.
You brought some great players to town. And one of them, I think, will be more familiar to most people, Kurt Nickinen, than Scott Rawls. But man, great players. How did you come to play with these guys?
You know, over the years, I have learned that life is short. One should surround themselves with people that they love and adore and that make them better. When I was putting this together, I've known Kurt for 21 years. I've known Scott for about 6 or 7 now. We met in very different ways. I was in a piano trio with Kurt for many years in New York City with Nava Perlman. When I started playing these string trios, I wanted to hear his sound. I wanted him to be that person. Scott Rawls, I met playing Don Quixote in North Carolina, where Sancho Panza stood out very prominently, and I looked over, and there's Scott, and we've been working together ever since.
Well, the Inside Out series has become almost like a festival. Yeah.
Well, it's a continuous, and it's turning into almost a year-round series. It's a festival. It's a family. It's the Mesa Arts Center is quite remarkable.
So Kurt's in New York. Scott's in North Carolina. Just about everywhere in North Carolina.
Yeah,
sounds like.
Seriously.
So coming to Phoenix or coming to Mesa is a pretty good deal this time of year.
Yeah. they flew in yesterday. They both got up at 3 a.m. because of the snow and the cold in both of their areas. And when they landed here, they just kind of looked at the sky with the bags under their eyes going, thank goodness.
Well, thank goodness for the series and bringing all these great players
to
town.
With pleasure.
And give our best, the listeners of KBOK, to each of them and to you too.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Zuhal Bailey's Inside Out series at the Mesa Arts Center continues tomorrow evening. For more information, go to mesaartscenter.com. At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOK.